to renew our vows. The Doug Steffen Good Day Gang, including Heather Bachman. Where's Jennifer? Jennifer's there somewhere. Jennifer Horn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Roberta who we're wondering about. Well, it's par for the course. She'll appear as she does, swooping down from, what is the old expression of the Superman? Look up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's
Super-do.
It's Roberta flying in on a trash can.
All right, so we have the Olympics continuing. Honest Injun. I'm not supposed to say that anymore, right?
No.
It's okay.
That's all right. All right, so Heather, have you watched any of the Olympics at all?
Bits and pieces. I haven't really sat down for a long stretch.
Okay, and Jennifer hasn't either.
So, no, surprisingly, I have watched.
Oh, you have? I thought
and
you said
I
you had.
I told you I can't stand them. I'm not watching. Blah,
yeah,
blah,
right.
Blah. No, I actually watched. I watched a little of the opening ceremony, which was very funny. And then I also
Why was
watched,
it funny? What was there about it?
They had James Bond going into Buckingham Palace, picking up the Queen. And then the next shot you see is this airplane hovering over the Olympics and the Queen jumping out.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
With James Bond?
It was really the Queen, but obviously she did not jump out of the plane. That was her stunt double.
But was it James Bond?
Yeah, it was Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's cool, I guess.
Watched a little of the swimming. I decided I like the ones that are give you immediate satisfaction, instant gratification.
You're one of those girls, eh?
Like swimming. Swimming's over in just a few seconds. Now make me watch that bicycle race, and it's like Snooze City.
Was too much. Well, I guess I'm giving it away a little. It was pouring rain for the bicycle race.
It was, and there were like knockover, where they get into crashes. It's like NASCAR,
right?
And France took the gold. Swimming, right?
Hey, let's see here. I have a medal count. So far, China's in the lead.
Yeah, they're really good.
With 6 gold, 4 silver, 2 bronze. They have a 12. It's always like in certainly recent years, United States versus China. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that
China... It used to be Russia, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of. Russia only has 4 medals so far. France has 4. Japan, 5. South Korea, 5. Italy, 7. The U.S., 11 so far. North Korea has 3. Those scoundrels. Hungary has 3. Australia, 3. Brazil, 3. Kazakhstan, 2.
That's awesome, by the way. Did you see that guy from Kazakhstan?
No.
Kazakhstan.
It's Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
I didn't see him either. I saw neither of those guys. Why was that awesome? What did he do?
Well, he won, surprisingly, and then they gave him his medal, and he sat there, and it was, first of all, they have the longest national anthem ever, and he was crying all the way through it. It was
really?
So sweet. Yes, it was very cute.
All right, so far, 82 medals as of last night handed out. Norway has won. All the countries that have won, Slovakia, Serbia, Uzbekistan, Ukraine, Norway, Moldova, Belgium, Azerbaijan, Canada...
It's just fun to hear you say
you.
Cuba, Colombia, let's see here, Taiwan, Romania, Poland, South Africa, and Georgia. All, you used to live in Georgia, right?
Yeah, not that one, though.
I didn't realize they had their own country down there. But
yeah, they're getting pretty big.
Storyline.
You know, the Germans, I had a little issue, though, because, you know, they did the little country parade where the whole team walks through and... First of all, I was very disappointed in my people, the Czech Republic, because they were wearing leggings and, like, these weird galoshes boots. And I thought, okay, Czechs, this is a little embarrassing. Put on some decent clothes. But the Germans, I thought, were kind of way throwback. The girls were all wearing bright pink, and the boys were all wearing bright blue. Haven't we gone past that now? Isn't it okay for us to just wear yellow?
Really mix it up.
Yellow, like a butterball squash?
But like, no, but they were wearing pink and blue.
Specific,
hello,
non-gender
come on.
Specific.
All right, so let's see here. It's Lochte, Ryan Lochte, won the USA's first gold medal. Let's see here. Again, I say this because I'm tired of these people in the sports media taking shots at Michael Phelps. He was very honorable his last go-around at the Olympics 4 years ago, produced unbelievable results. We should be proud of the guy. These people, you can't believe how bad he is, how slow he was.
Well, just he barely lost. Qualified. Well, that was the news story.
So what? Why is that a news story? Tell me.
Because he was
such,
so
story.
Great, and he was an odds-on favorite to be a winner, that he had, but he hasn't been training in the last couple
years. Where was he an odds-on favorite with whom?
With the sports media and with fans. Really. Fans want to see him perform.
Fans
He's
may want to see him
favorite.
Perform. Remember I said, I think on Friday, I get a little angry there, didn't I?
Oh, you know. Why are you so upset?
Because I'm sick of the
Olympics.
Blank news and sports media taking shots at people who have done good things.
This guy admittedly has not trained, though, for a couple of years.
Oh, so what?
So he people wanted to
job.
See him.
He did a great job. Well, that's people's problem.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's the people.
Those
who are,
people.
Yeah, those people.
Those people.
Them people.
Mm-hmm. You're a little angry about
I am.
Your
I really,
stuff.
This really ticks me off.
I'm sorry. We'll
to
have a Wusa
to shot, then. Take shots
Maybe
at the guy.
Maybe you should go hang out with Michael Phelps, take a little puff, have a Subway sandwich. You feel better.
And tell him that it's okay, Mike.
Right.
It's okay.
Dude, buddy.
U.S. swimmer Dana Vollmer won gold in the women's 100-meter butterfly. Second was Sweden's Sara Sjöström. How do you pronounce it? Sjöström. Sjöström? Sjöström. The U.S. men's archery team upset the world record-holding South Koreans. Good for us. Let's see. Early surprise in women's gymnastics. One of the gold medal favorites was USA's Jordan Weber. How do you pronounce it? W-I-E-B-E-R?
Mm-hmm. Weber.
Failed to advance to the final round of the individual women's all-around competition. How old are these kids that are doing?
They're usually quite young.
Women's gymnastics. They look like barely into
barely
puberty.
Anything. Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They age out very early on.
Is that it? Because it's
not
tough
a long
on,
career.
Yeah. Got to have the good stuff for your joints. Gold medal favorites, USA men's and women's basketball. U.S. women's soccer teams won their first games. British didn't win a medal on the first day of competition. Cyclist Lizzie Armistead won the silver medal. That's the only medal that they have won, period, so far. Shock time! Two-time defending European champions and defending World Cup champion Spain are out after consecutive upsets to Japan and Honduras.
Hmm.
Wow. All right, so that's the story. Jennifer, it's okay. You can come back now.
I'm here.
He stopped yelling.
I did. I just annoyed.
Making me nervous.
Yeah.
Don't showering like a dog.
If you
in
go
a
to.
No, master. No.
Wow. If you go to DougStefan.com, no, I shouldn't say if. I should say when. DougStefan.com today, you can meet Kim Rohde, who achieved a goal no other American Olympic athlete has ever managed to accomplish. She won a medal in her fifth straight Olympics. She has now won a medal in her fifth. She's been five times to the Summer Olympics. That's very cool. Good for her. How many times did Dora Torres go? Do we know? Is it three? Three different seasons, I think? Three, four, maybe?
At least three or four, yeah.
All right, so you can meet her. Find out more about her. Jennifer has the television report coming up in a bit. What's the hot story, Jen?
Ooh, Modern Family news, Martin Sheen news, Dancing with the Stars news, more American Idol rumors. We have a lot of news today.
Lots
big
of news.
Stuff over the weekend, yes.
Yes. All right, big stuff cooking, 15 past the hour. Here's a way for you to maintain your health, your mobility, and not lose a moment on your way, your road, if you will, to a wonderful life. You have a body. Do you take care of your body? Yes or no? It's simple. Yes or no answer. Are you taking care of your body? Roberta is not here. Why did I want to ask Roberta?
I'm doing that.
Now we're concerned.
Right, yeah. I know.
Yeah, she's obviously not taking care of her body. She's not here. What about you, Heather? Are you taking good care of your body?
Improving every day.
Improving. Jennifer, you're improving every day?
Doing my best, yes.
All right, good. Here's the thing that you and others ought to do. Go to DougStefanTeam.com. This is really sort of a two-pronged approach at getting you involved. First of all, you take care of yourself. And then, after you see how good the products are that are a part of this longevity routine, DougStefanTeam.com is where you can see more about the products that will help you avoid 900 diseases, for example. And this is a big claim, but it's true. You take these 90 essential nutrients. Follow, this stuff's been around for a long time. Dr. Joel Wallach first started doing this, I think, some 20-odd years ago, has identified the things that keep you healthy, help to make you healthy, and they are, without question, these essential nutrients, a lot of minerals, some vitamins, amino acids, that kind of stuff, that you don't get in the food, because all the food today is, it's pre-prepared, if you know what I mean. And all those things that are in it, preservatives that make you sick. So this is a way to find life. Essential nutrients are in the Healthy Start Pack, which you start with by going to DougStephanTeam.com. And then you look around and see, wow, look at all these other products. You no doubt have some friends. You can start talking about what the products have done for you. And others may be interested in pursuing the same sort of healthy line of thinking and action that you're on. Why not? Help yourself to the products and then perhaps to an opportunity at DougStephanTeam.com. Call 855-309-TEAM to get on board with a Healthy Start Pack, make your life better, your health better, and then see where it goes from there. 855-309-8326 or at DougStephanTeam.com. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones who get it done.
Diana Torres is amazing.
Yeah, she is hot, too. Did I just say that?
I think you said that.
I think I said that. No, she is.
She won 12 medals.
Yeah. She's really...
Five of which at 83. At age 33, actually. 30.
83 would make it more spectacular.
Yeah, yeah, substantial.
All right, Radar Online, Charlize Theron still throwing darts at Kristen Stewart. Is this, what is this all about, Jennifer? Why do we
Well, it's all about that cheating scandal, because it ruined any chances for a sequel, which were very possible. So I think Charlize sees her paycheck going out the window.
Plus,
she feels betrayed. I mean, think about it. You guys, you become close with a group, and then you find out that two were getting the hunga bunga on. That's kind of
hunga bunga.
Weird. Yeah.
Hunga bunga.
That's the hunga bunga.
All right. We have... 21 after the hour. We also have other things, but I'll keep them to myself for a few minutes here on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hemp HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ongoing saga of the Jackson family and some other people weighing in. Actually, Michael, if you find some Gladys Knight music, it might set an interesting background. First, all of us are interested in Katherine Jackson and what's latest there. I'm leaving out a few syllables here because I'm reading the story as we're about to talk about it. The Randy Jackson comments, Jennifer. Katherine Jackson's kidnapping. She meets with her attorney. What is all this?
This whole thing, and I still...
Conrad just, Murray wants to talk to Katherine Jackson?
No, she actually wants to talk to Conrad Murray. Conrad is open to it. I don't know. I guess maybe she wants to ask him the questions that she has about her son's passing. He said that she had... that. He had been told, Conrad Murray's been told, that she had the desire to speak with him before she departs this life. And so he said, he told CNN this, saying that she's up in age and in questionable health. The fact is that she's a mother of a very dear departed friend. It would give me great pleasure to sit with her one-on-one and answer any questions she might have.
Wow.
So, there you go. Now, as far as the other stuff with the Jacksons, I have no idea. I do know that on Friday, Katherine Jackson got joint guardianship for the kids with Tito Jackson's son, TJ. So the two of them will be in charge of the estate, Paris, Prince, and Blanket.
Then Gladys Knight was on the talk on CBS and took a shot at Paris, the 14-year-old. Gladys said, how old is Janet? Paris is 14.
Paris is 14. Yeah, she said, yeah, how old is Janet? Who's the adult here, basically? And she doesn't like that Paris has been on Twitter just so openly bashing Janet when she feels like Janet's working for the good of all of them.
Gladys said, if Paris called me, I guess apparently Paris had some things about Janet. What did she say about Janet?
She posted, well, actually, the brother, Prince, posted the text message from Janet, but then she's been openly out saying that Janet is hurting her grandmother, lying to her, telling her, you know, the bad stories and skewing her view, I guess.
Apparently, Paris kicked Janet out of the home in Calabasas. How does a 14-year-old do that?
Exactly.
Gladys said if she did that to me, she wouldn't have any teeth.
Nice.
We were brought up to respect our elders. All right. Much who we... And the Conrad... I just find the Conrad Murray thing to be bizarre.
Actually, that's probably the most... I think that's the one I understand most. Because
really?
She probably wants to talk to him about what his... this, you know, Michael's orders were, I guess, to him.
All right. Speaking of Paris, Madonna had a concert in France last week.
Didn't get nobody liked her.
Good reception. She only performed for 45 minutes.
Yeah, this was some special, like, intimate event, and she did. She only performed for 45 minutes, and everybody got so upset because they were camping out for tickets. They paid a lot of money to get in, and when she left, they started booing her, yelling insults, calling her bad names in French. But this wasn't her typical stadium tour. This was just a special concert, so I don't know if they can be that upset with Madonna. Do you?
They cost like $300 a seat.
Yeah, they figured it out. It was 6.3 euros per minute.
Yeah.
Well, Madge also, like a week or so ago when she played in London, pulled out a gun on stage, like a mock gun, and that was a big controversy, too, because it was right on the heels of the Colorado shooting. Yeah.
This was the one thing I find interesting about the Madonna event. It was streamed live on YouTube. How often does that happen? I thought YouTube was for archived video. How often does YouTube present things like this? Is this something
not
new?
Too often does it do live stuff, but it does from time to time. It's not unheard of.
All right, coming up, not only the television report, but also tweets from Roseanne Barr. I think this ought to be very interesting. She's all over the, if you get my drift, the Chick-fil-A debate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit late. She's come to the table a little late, if you know what I mean. Is that, did I say if you know what I mean twice?
Yes, you know what I mean.
It's Monday, why not? Go for it.
No, I don't want to be. What about Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart? Have we had enough of that?
It's so public. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable that we know everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. And what do we know?
We know that she issued an apology to him publicly.
As long as we're really digging around in the dirt, we might as well dig. Dig.
Because they're not speaking, she issued a public apology. That's where I felt a little
bit.
So what?
It's over. Finish. Move on. That's it.
Oh.
And she ruined it, so you take your medicine and get lost.
They're young and in love, Dougie.
They're really in love. She's hustling around with the director. And what you said, I think, was also pretty I hadn't thought about it that way. Charlize Theron's upset about it because the next check isn't going to be there.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's time for our 2020... info quiz. Everybody ready for this?
Sure.
Hold on just a second.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Just a second. Oh, damn. I'm in the flies.
You missed them.
I know I did. Okay, anyway. For every dollar you spend for produce in the supermarket, how much goes to the farmer who grows the produce? Here are the four possibilities. 5 cents, 10 cents, 15 cents or 25 cents. A nickel, a dime, a quarter, or 15 cents. One of those is the right answer. 800-510-8255. You know that I am a farmer and these numbers disgust me. And so I think it's important for you to understand, especially this time of year when there's so much focus on good, fresh, local produce. But when you understand how much of it, when you go to the supermarket and buy this stuff, how much of the money comes back to the farmer who grew it? 800-510-8255. What's the answer to the question? How much out of every dollar goes to the farmer who grows the product? 5 cents, 10 cents, 15 cents, 25 cents. Call us now if you think you got a shot at that. Half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. I just put in Doug into the Google search bar, and DougSteffen.mhsoftware.com came up.
You have a software company now?
News to me.
Good for you. Huh? That's the way to go.
Really?
Share the love and the profits, please.
No.
Well, love it when you have great businesses and you didn't even know you had them.
Wait a minute. Why would this come up? The Steffen Multimedia Calendar? Why the heck? Why would that come up if I'm doing Google on Steffen? I can't find my website. That's part of the problem.
Okay, so you're going to Google and you're putting in Doug Steffen.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even do that.
S-T-E-P-H-A-N.
I just put in Doug.
You just put in Doug.
Yeah.
Well,
am I that powerful?
Well, that's because your search is obviously you must search yourself a lot.
No, I don't. I never search myself. Matter of fact, I never Google myself either.
Heather thinks you're working hard and you're actually online searching yourself. Nice, Dougie, nice.
Searching for my baby. It's 25 before the hour. Before we get to the television report, question, by the way, which we'll get to shortly, the 2020 info quiz asks for how you spend to buy produce at the supermarket. And this info comes from, by the way, our friend at the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who did the research. So what's the answer? You have to figure it out. I give you four possibilities. 800-510-8255. The four possibilities are a nickel, dime, quarter, or 15 cents. One of those four is how much goes to the farmer who grows the produce in general in our country. 800-510-8255. I honestly don't know where Roberta is. Haven't heard a word from her.
No.
Don't even have the slightest idea
MIA.
What's going on, which is not unusual for her. Okay, so we got that taken care of. We've taken care of the Olympics. We have the television report coming up. I am someone who is also trying to get in the habit of following our Facebook and Twitter account. Jennifer is more or less charted with that responsibility.
Yes.
As we try to understand how foolish Roseanne Barr is, She's on Twitter. And as Roberta, Jennifer was pointing out earlier, many people spend time, follow Twitter and the comments. They're becoming extraordinary. I don't know enough about this outfit. Are they public? Facebook has gone public. Is Twitter? Is it called Twitter Inc.? What's the company?
That's a really good question. I don't know if Twitter is public or not. I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is either. All right, so anyway.
But I can tell you what's going on at our Facebook page.
That would be a good idea for you to pursue.
Would that be good?
Yeah, that would be great.
Couple of things, and I'm going to actually post this up here in just a second, but Brian Douglas, speaker over the weekend, sent us an article about a real estate agency that evicted a hospitalized soldier and sold all of his belongings. He's very upset. He said, Doug, this is such a disgrace. It needs to be mentioned to the listeners. I've never seen so much gross selfishness in my life. So that was a private note sent to us on our page. I'll make sure that it gets posted up so that everybody gets a chance to see it, because stuff like this, you never want to hear these stories. So I'll make sure that everybody gets a little look at that. Plus, we're asking you today, is the media being too hard on Michael Phelps, or does he deserve the scrutiny? Doug feels very strongly about this, and so far people are agreeing. Alice even said, yep, I am with Doug, been sounding just like him since Friday night. I am now a big Phelps fan. So she's on your side about Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
Also, up on the page, we asked if you'll be watching the Olympics this weekend, and everybody that responded said yes, they would, or in between different things that they had to do. Colleen's going to be watching it in between yard work. And then the big newsmaker on our Facebook page is this whole debate over Chick-fil-A. Our question to you is, what do you think about the Chick-fil-A controversy? Do you think the corporation was in the wrong, or are the protesters wrong, or is it all just overcooked? And we've been getting a lot of feedback. Tom said, business in Chicago will soon require rainbow stickers on the door to show they are gay-friendly. Being PC is BS. Linda said, the rest of us should boycott President Obama because he took a stand for gay marriage. It's America, and for now we can still say what we want. He isn't banning gay people from coming in his establishments. He's simply saying he doesn't approve on gay marriage. Take it or leave it, but don't deny him the right to say it. Joan said, I support Chick-fil-A 100%. Chris said, why is it that if you are not gay-friendly, you're some type of monster? Can't we speak our mind? This is still America, isn't it? By the way, Chick-fil-A has very good food. Please open one up in the Antelope Valley, and you'll make a lot of people happy. Joyce said, I will no longer buy Chick-fil-A. That's my right. And I mean, it goes on and on. So check out the debate, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right, speaking of, Twitter, we were talking earlier about Roseanne Barr and her tweeting about Chick-fil-A. She said she hoped that people who ate processed foods and she didn't wish cancer, although it was, it sort of sounded like a Howard Stern comment. Howard Stern has said over the years to some of his detractors, I hope you get cancer and horrible stuff like that. And Roseanne Barr refers to the stuff at Chick-fil-A as SH-blank-T. Anyway, she says, anybody who eats this
word
stuff...
quiz.
Right.
What word does Doug describe it?
The vocabulary quiz. Anybody who eats this stuff deserves to get the cancer that is sure to come from eating antibiotic-filled tortured chickens. So,
wow.
Yeah. And then she says, well, I didn't really say that. Well, of course you said it. That's you can't run away from the words that you yourself typed in there, right? So she used the wrong word. She shouldn't have said SH-blank-T. That's probably it. All right. So this guy, Dane Cook, also all over Twitter, Jennifer, the comedian.
Yeah, Dane Cook's a comedian. And, you know, his career hasn't been the strongest lately. But
and after this last stud, I can't help but...
he's in big trouble.
Yeah,
he did a stand-up show last week. And in it, he made jokes about the shooting, saying that the movie was so bad that someone said, just shoot me. And then here came the guy. And he did it.
Ooh,
too soon, too insensitive. But he did go on Twitter and apologize because there was a huge backlash for him. He said, I'm devastated by the recent tragedy in Colorado.
Yeah.
Did not mean to make light of what happened. Okay. I made a bad judgment call with my material last night. I regret making a joke at such a sensitive time.
All right. We all make mistakes, though. 20 minutes before the hour. Jennifer checks out television in a matter of moments. Let's get the answer to our 2020 info quiz. 800-510-8255, dialed up by Theo in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Hi, Theo.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Great, great.
That's good. All right. So are you a farmer? Are you connected to the land at all?
I've got a son-in-law and his father. They farmed several hundred acres over by Deming, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And how are they doing?
I haven't talked to them lately.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you think the number is? The question, for every dollar you spend for produce,
15%.
You think it's 15%. Well,
yeah.
Would it be that that were true, farmers would be better off? That's too high, not the right number, Theo, but thanks for calling and giving it a shot. What's wrong with that? Here's Caroline in New Granada, Pennsylvania. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Where is New Granada? Is it New Granada or New Grenada?
Grenada, actually.
Grenada. Where
yeah,
is it?
It's South Central Pennsylvania.
South Central Pennsylvania. Okay. Nice to have you on board. Thank you for the call. What do you think the right number is?
I believe it's 5 cents.
It is, in fact. For every $1, isn't this disgraceful? I mean, it's more than disgraceful.
It is, indeed.
It is. Are you involved in agriculture at all?
Not directly at the moment, but yes, I used to be.
Yeah. So you understand how in this country there are some farmers, the big grain farmers, that have thousands and thousands of acres of land that made a lot of money on corn and beans the last few years. And that's, I guess, that's okay. As a matter of fact, it's good in many respects because it's been good for other associated industries. But this year with the drought, et cetera, it's tough. The average family farmer, who is connected in lots of different ways to different types of farming, is doing the worst. And so 5 cents, when you think about 5% out of every dollar, 5 cents, a nickel, goes to the person that supplies the supermarket with lettuce and tomatoes. And we're talking about the local people now. It is disgraceful. It really is.
No, it truly is.
Yeah, it really is. All right, Caroline, I'm glad that you are going to make something out of the answer, even though we don't like the reality that's here. Well, do you get a lot of local produce there? Do you have farmers markets, or do you go to the farm directly, or how do you support
yes,
your local
farmers? Yes, I have a teeny tiny little garden. But, yes, I do buy as much local as I possibly can.
What do you get in your garden that you like the most? What are you growing?
Tomatoes.
You like those tomatoes?
Yes.
Are they standard tomatoes? Are you little teeny tomatoes? What are you?
This year I just have those standard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how long have you had a garden?
Oh, every opportunity. I have traveled quite a lot in my lifetime, so
right.
I can't always have a garden, but when I can, I do.
Good for you. We're going to help you with how your garden grows in just a second. Hold on a minute. We'll give you one of our swell prizes. 17 before the hour, television report coming up here on Good Day.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
That's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat.
You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
Hi, the woods are full of info. I'm looking at some of the info that I'm privy to. So we get started with what? The Dancing with the Stars update?
Well, let's start with American Idol because I have some hot, juicy news for
hot,
you.
Hot, juicy news.
Yes. The latest person to throw their hat in the ring so far is Toni Braxton, which would be the first time that two women would appear on the American Idol judging panel. So she could be a very big possibility. Insiders say that she's a front runner. Now, this is where I'm very, very, very sad. You know, you may not know, my favorite country singer is Toby Keith. Ha, huh, love him. And they approached him to replace Steven Tyler earlier this month, and Toby Keith turned it down.
Really?
Boo. Because he's way too busy to commit a half a year to the gig. Brad Paisley, however, is still in the running for that. So there you go.
So is that how? Is that the way the criteria now is, if you have enough time for this, that means your career sucks? Is that it?
Pretty much. No, it doesn't mean that. It means you're just, Toby Keith consistently.
I'm so busy, you're going to turn down $14 million?
No,
who's
but
so busy to do that?
Here's why for Toby Keith. He tours all summer long, so he wouldn't be able to do the auditions, which he's probably already committed to doing his tour. And then he also runs a record company where he's like the rep for Taylor Swift and for Lady Antebellum, all these really big acts. So I can see where he might be a little bit busy.
Okay.
All right, Dancing with the Stars news. It is true, there is an all-star cast coming to TV, and they've announced who it's going to be. Are you ready for this one? Kirstie Alley is back. Kirstie Alley, Pamela Anderson, Helio Castroneves, my favorite guy, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, Sean Johnson will be performing, Drew Lachey from the first season, Gilles Marini will be back, Kelly Monaco.
These are all winners.
Not only winners, some of them won, but most of them were just fan favorites.
Like Bristol Palin.
She did not win.
She didn't win, right?
Apollo Anton Ono is coming back. Bristol Palin, Melissa Rycroft, and Emmett Smith will all be back. The only winners there, I know Kelly Monaco won. She might be the only one.
Really?
I'm not sure. But there's also this wild card that they're opening up where you can actually, fans can go online to ABC.com and vote for the final 13th contestant. It's between Sabrina Bryan, Carson Kressley, and Kyle Massey. So you can do that.
What's the update on the amount of money? I'm just looking at how much money these people on Modern Family are going to end up with.
Oh, Modern Family. They're going to get close to $180,000 for the upcoming season. Yeah,
that's
an episode.
Not a lot of money. No, you're laughing. That's not a lot of money.
It's not, but they were paid $65,000 an episode just recently. Now, $180,000, to me, it is a lot because they have such a big cast. I mean, that's for all six, that's for six actors. So it can get pricey.
Yeah.
They also were able to now act in other projects as well, which was part of the lawsuit. Right. Martin Sheen has closed a deal. He's going to be playing his toughest role ever, which is father to Charlie Sheen. And that really is true. It's the toughest role. The FX has not pulled the trigger on the additional 90 episode pickup yet, but they will make a decision as soon as the final episode airs.
Because
they have to do an initial 10.
Yeah,
I think so too, because the ratings have actually picked up. They were high, then they dipped, then they went back down again. Mm-hmm. Heather Locklear has got a new job. She's joining Hot in Cleveland. She's going to play a former Miss Ohio who hires Melanie, that's Valerie Bertinelli's character, to work at a PR firm. And your favorite, Star Jones, has a new job. She is joining a brand new series called Vegas, in which she will play the smart daughter, Star Jones.
Oh. Yeah.
She's going to play the smart daughter of one of Chicago's most powerful men. AMC canceled The Killing.
The story of Dancing with the Stars is in its completeness at DougStefan.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with his overview of some of the hot stories, the top topics, medically speaking. He does the research looking at all the medical journals and has found a connection between child abuse and what happens to children who have that later in life, Ken. This is pretty astounding, actually.
It is, Doug. Good morning. Out of the Journal of Aging and Health this week, adults who have suffered frequent emotional or physical abuse as children, they're at increased risk for cancer. And the more frequent and intense the abuse, the greater the risk of cancer. And the effect is particularly significant when mothers abuse daughters and fathers abuse sons.
Really? Why? Isn't that amazing? Why wouldn't it be fathers abusing daughters and mothers abusing sons as well as the correlation between mothers and daughters and fathers and sons?
It just is what it is, and the explanation is all theory, and it seems like this abuse must have some effect on just making the immune system not as good and making you more vulnerable to cancer.
I have a couple of kids who work on the farm here. Both of them found they had something in common because their fathers abused them horrifically as young kids. I can't even begin to... I despise one of the fellows who's here, a father actually, his stepfather had worked for me, and I despise the guy. And that's not, I don't do that. That's just, that word doesn't enter into my vocabulary, but he's beaten the kids, beaten his wife. The guy ought to be in jail. And, you know, how can that not have, it's the stress. Stress causes cancer. And these kids, they're when you're 6, 7 years old, you don't know how to combat it. Right? I mean, when you get down to the bottom line, the mind-body connection, the psychology of this stuff,
exactly.
And what it does to your organs.
You deserve this kind of treatment.
Oh, my God. All right, next up, the question, this has been something that has been surfacing off and more lately, the story of whooping cough and the numbers increasing and the theory behind it.
This is whooping cough or a pertussis thug. It's a highly contagious disease that can strike people of any age, but it's most dangerous to children. Its name comes from the sound children make as they gasp for breath. Mm-hmm. It's typically starting with cold-like symptoms that can include a runny nose, congestion, fever, and a mild cough. Parents, they should see a doctor if they or their children develop a prolonged or severe cough. Whooping cough is treated with antibiotics, and the earlier the better. But in America, there appears that we're headed for the worst year for whooping cough in more than five decades, with the number of cases rising at an epidemic rate that may reflect the problem with the effectiveness of the vaccine. There's nearly 18,000 cases that have been reported so far, Doug, more than twice the number that was seen at this point last year. Theories for the increase in cases include better detection, reporting of cases, some sort of evolution of the bacteria that caused the illness, and shortcomings of the vaccine. Interestingly, you know, out in California, where you spend some time, a lot of parents are not giving the vaccine, but it seems like most of these children, they've already been vaccinated.
So if you have the vaccine or you haven't had the vaccine, doesn't seem to make a difference. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would definitely urge. My feeling is I got vaccinated. I vaccinated the kids. But there's a question this year of whether there's a problem with the vaccine in terms of its effectiveness. Not that it's causing a safety issue, but is it as good as it has been in the past?
Or just water. The drug company's charging for water.
Well,
wouldn't
it
be the first
needs
time.
More investigation.
Right. Okay, what happens, this study about artificial light at night?
We may need to change our habits close to bedtime. Molecular psychiatry this week, Doug, that chronic exposure to artificial light at night may play some role in the rising rates of depression in humans during the past 50 years. People who stay up late in front of the television and computer, they may be able to undo some of the harmful effects just by going back to a regular light-dark cycle and minimizing the exposure to artificial light at night.
What does it mean? A light bulb is artificial light.
It's these dim sources of light, like keyboards or television monitors. Okay. That seems to be the biggest culprit.
Really? All right. Next up, as we review some of the hot hits in medicine, a self-esteem study.
This is hope for all of us. This is out of Tango.com, that a sense of humor and self-confidence are the most irresistible traits in a potential love interest, not physical traits. This is a survey that was done and published in Tango.com.
So if you have high self-esteem and what else? So self-esteem,
self-confidence
is what other people are going to like. Women like men with self, who have strong self-esteem.
And sense of humor.
Uh-huh. All right. So let's
more
all laugh.
More important than physical attraction.
Everybody laugh! You know my feeling about LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. Good for you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, his medical opinions are good for you as well. You hear him here on the Good Day program.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.